Thank you, everyone. Well, anatomical markers in the generation of molecular markers may sound like very tedious and labor-intensive job, but these are really good, I would say, the identification clues. Those are used in the forestry. So why this study is important, I think everybody in this room is having the same shares, the same goal, capitalize this sustainable fruit production during early years of tree age before it start declining due to HLB. And one of the solution for this is high density planting. The key for implementation of high density planting is rootstock that can produce a dwarfing effect on the scion or the small tree size. And obviously this all turns into the production benefits in terms of the reduced cost of the cultural practices, as well as the small tree size are more efficient in harnessing the water, light, and nutrients, so it can compensate the health as well as production losses due to HLB. So this study is primarily designed to identify those root anatomical markers, which are associated with the size controlling capacity of the citrus rootstock, and obviously they will be useful in the during the screening or the post-production citrus rootstock breeding program. In woody trees, they are inherently variable in their wood anatomical structures, where in some samples you will find the features are prominently present, while in other samples they are either absent or ill-defined. The features like vessel elements or parenchyma rays, you can easily study with the staining methods or using the light microscopy, but the features like the phloem features or the tracheids, you need something like a more detail-oriented technology, such as an electron microscope. Again, based on your research interest, what do you want to see? There are different sectioning methods, like a transverse, longitudinal, or tangential section method. So based on this little background in our study, we are interested to know that the size controlling capacity, whether the dwarf or the vigorous rootstock, do they differ in terms of the features quantitative and qualitatively? Okay. I would like to narrow down more on the vessel elements. These are the part of the xylem. In transverse section, these vessels simply appear to be holes in the wood and commonly referred as a pores. As you can see, these two figures, they're self-explanatory. This figure shows the solitary pores where these pores are in the single unit, whereas in this other figure, you will see these pores are more in the chains or in the cluster. If they are arranged radially, they call radial multiples. So based on arrangement and the numbers of these pores, they are just defined or calculated into a different formulas called the grouping indices. It is nothing a rocket science, it's just three different indices. Grouping index shows how many number of groups are present as compared to the total number of pores. The solitary index shows how many number of solitary vessels are present as compared to the total number of pores. Along with these different indices, there are a couple of quantitative measurements associated with these pores, such as the frequency of the pores, vessel density, as well as the vessel average vessel area, which contributes to the hydraulic properties of this rootstock or the plant. In the xylem, this water is transported under extremely negative pressure that has a tendency to cause the cavitation. But if there is a more grouping present, that cavitation can be reduced due to the improved hydraulic redundancy. And there are a couple of studies done in the citrus, apple, and peaches, and of course there are a lot of studies done in forest trees, which shows that this different grouping indices and the quantitative measurements of the vessels or the pore sizes influence the plant hydraulic properties and therefore shaping of the plant phenotype. So based on this theory, aim of our study is to test the xylem vessel characteristics and its influence on size controlling capacity of citrus rootstock. And our objectives were to analyze xylem vessel arrangement evaluate the different grouping indices. And third one is a calculation of theoretical hydraulic conductance based on this Pusoli law. So this law is the equation of the fluid dynamics, and there are, I've seen a papers in Peach based on this law. You can, based on the pore diameter, you can calculate the theoretical hydraulic conductance. So this study consists of the two commercial selection, US-802, which is a cross between pomelo and trifoliate orange. It is well known for its vigorous effect on the cyan tree size. And the second one is US-897, which is a cross between Cleopatra mandarin and flying dragon trifoliate orange. This rootstock has a dwarfing effect on the cyan tree size, but a little later in the age of the tree. This study consists of the three experiments. Greenhouse experiment, we were having had 1.5 years old rootstock seedlings. In the field experiments, we use the grafted plants. These are of different ages and grafted with the different scion. The field one study consists of plants of 2.5 years old, and they were grafted with the Valencia. Field two study consisted of the 5 years plant, and they were grafted with the Murcott. And we collected the samples, but these are not according to the different root diameter orders, but the depend on the root diameters. I use the very routine histology technique. In the slide, I would just emphasize that I use the paraffin embedding, and for the staining, I use safranine and alcyone blue dye mix, which was dissolved in 50% alcohol. And all the pictures were photographed, and all the further studies were done using Nikon Eclipse TI2 system. And these photographs were analyzed on free online software. It is known as, called ImageJ, where you have to clean your image, and you know, it's not automated, it's kind of semi-automated, so you have to do some manual modifications and give the ranges, whatever you want to measure. And that is how you get the output. If you can see here, in case of this study, the each and every pore was individually marked, and whatever the measurements I asked for, they were generated in the form of this Excel document. Next few slides, I'm going to discuss the results. In case of the greenhouse-grown seedlings, the plants were 1.5 years old. And as you can see in the table, the on the extreme left side, the samples column shows rootstock followed by the diameter of the roots that was used as a sample. So in US-802 seedlings, you can see in this photograph there, which is shown by yellow arrows, these are the more number of radial multiples or pore chains prominently present in US-802 seedlings. And I see the similar results in case of higher VG index in US-802 as compared to US-897. Whereas in US-897, there were more solitary arrangement was present, which showed higher solitary index as well as the FVM index. In this experiment, I also found that US-897, the roots in the diameter of 6 to 7, had significantly low number of vessels as compared to US-802 in the same diameter range. This slide shows, I did a couple more studies about the different measurements associated with the pore sizes and the diameters, where you can, this table shows the distribution of vessel pores in the different lumen diameter and theoretically calculated hydraulic conductance. And there was no significant differences at the seedling stage between US-802 and US-897. This graphs over here, I did some basic plant measurements, which is a trunk circumference as well as the plant height. And I did not find any significant difference at the seedling level between US-802 and US-897. In the field Valencia experiment, US-802, again, you can see in the photographs there was a prominent arrangement of the radial multiple, which again seen as the highest VG index as compared to US-97. And in US-897, the solitary arrangement was in abundance, which shows the higher VS as well as FVM index. The vessel density was kind of confusing in this case to me. It shows US 897, the roots in the diameter of 5 to 6, had significantly higher number of spores. In case of distribution of vessel pores in lumen diameter classes, there was no significant difference between the distribution, whereas US 802 had significantly higher hydraulic conductivity as compared to US 897, but if you see the p-value, is likelihood of only 10%. Again, in terms of the stem circumference and plant height, there were significant differences between US 802 and 897, where US 802 had the more vigorous, taller plants, and their circumference was greater as compared to the US 897. Similar to the previous studies, in the field studies Murcott, where plants were 5 years old, the pore chain arrangement was significantly high in terms of the VG index as compared to US 897, and US 897 had more of solitary arrangement, which shows the higher VAs as well as FVM index. I did not find any difference between vessel density. Again, the distribution of vessel pores in the lumen diameters, it shows US 802 had low number of pores present in the diameter range of 20 to 40 and 40 to 60 as compared to US 897. There were no differences between hydraulic conductance between US 802 and 897. Whereas the rootstock circumference in the US 802 was significantly high as compared to the US 897. No difference were found on the science side. And the plants are, again, US 802 were significantly taller as compared to the US 897. So overall, all these three experiments were consistent in having the result that higher VG index in US 802 as compared to the US 897, or in other words, US 897 had more of the solitary arrangement. This looks a busy slide, but I just want to make sure, because since VG was consistently, results of VG was consistent in all three experiments, I just want to make sure if they have any positive or negative significant correlation with any of the vessel measurements I did. I don't find any of the significant correlation between any of the diameter as well as vessel density and hydraulic conductivity correlation, except you can see the solitary index and the FVM was significantly negatively correlated with the VG, and that is obvious, it was expected. So in summary, what I said in all previous slides, there were significant differences between US 897 and 802 in terms of VG index. 897 had more of solitary arrangement, and 802 had the radial multiple arrangement. I did not find any significant correlation between vessel density or the pore size, and therefore theoretically calculated hydraulic conductance in all these three studies. So at least based on these three experiments, it shows that the size controlling capacity of US 897 may not be necessarily related to the different vessel arrangement and their hydraulic properties based on that, but it could be some other traits. So we are expanding this experiment, including more different rootstock, and studying not only the root anatomical markers, but study the markers on the science side. Okay, I'll stop here. It's just I would like to acknowledge my plant physiology team, and thanks to Indu and Uta for helping me and encouraging me for this study. If you have any questions, we can talk later. It's like just...
Sorry about that.
Oh, it wasn't for me?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I
don't
know what is this.
Okay. It was a total, the plant age means I did not differentiate like, oh, they were 1 year in the greenhouse and then 2 and 5 years in the field. They were like totally 2.5 years old.
So you don't know how old the rootstocks were, but they were
About 6 to 7 months. No, probably, but because these plants were the part of the different experiment, and we were decided to include just to see how this, if this changes at the different age of the plant, but it seems they're pretty consistent.
Do you think that there's
would love to see that, but I don't see anything, at least in the photographs. I know it's a phloem limited disease in bacteria, but if there is anything in the xylem, but I don't see at least in this my photographs.
Time for just one more question.
If I were to cut flowers in the beak?
Yes, we want to expand the study to more rootstock, like dwarf, swami dwarf, or if you have something more in your breeding pipeline, we would be happy to work with that. Thank you.
Thank you.